following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance or on how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path and so much more. Whatever your financial goals, Nathan has the strategies to get you there. And now here's your host, Nathan P. Ross.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, once again. It's Saturday, October 30th. They're in the Central Time Zone. And as always, we start off our show by asking, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you money or create significantly more wealth over the rest of your life? We, meaning Nathan Ross, NP Ross, CPAs, etc., are planners. Most CPAs are reporters who simply focus on what happened a year ago as they're preparing your tax return. We tend to spend more of our time planning, focused on how to help you achieve twice the financial freedom that you may have heard on the show just before mine. Moreover, our financial freedom is the real deal. I'm going to say theirs is a fake version, because if they really believed what they were teaching, they would not tell you to do what I heard a moment ago, which is raid your 401 instead of investing your 401. And as any of you that have listened or worked with me understand, your 401 is your best friend if you know how to execute. And if your learning base, knowledge base is somewhat stunted in this regard, you don't understand which tax rules might apply to allow you to invest in that same real estate that you're so happy has set you free without sending the IRS 30% of your net worth. Now that's financial freedom, and that's what we focus on. And when I hear people say, people never consider that you can get rich without, you know, tapping your 401, I cringe. And I think about how people are saying, well, they almost tripled their net worth. I doubt it, or I would suggest perhaps they're starting off with a low enough number. I mean, let's face it, if you've got a relatively low net worth to begin with, tripling it is a much easier task. And I hear that comment. Self-made millionaire related to the show just before mine talks about it all the time. And I guess, I guess he didn't have as much net worth as everybody thought he did, because he keeps talking about being able to triple it overnight. And you can do the math. That's just not possible unless it's a fairly low number. When you put the two and two together, when you follow the map, as they say, you're going to realize maps go a lot of places, and you got to know a little bit about the journey you're undertaking to get there on time or to get there at all. And we would suggest there's a better map, and it's not necessarily mutually exclusive. We like a lot of the teachings that we hear from that platform. And in fact, just this past couple weeks, I've had a number of clients that are members that have seen some transactions made available that are truly spectacular on their face in terms of the pro forma numbers. And we applaud and want to participate on those kind of transactions. We just would rather use all of our money instead of the 60% that might be left after you go cash out, quote unquote, your 401. And we've done it many times. We've got clients that are invested in the same investments that you're hearing about on the show before mine. And we know how to fully exploit not just that platform, that investor platform. We know how to exploit the offerings that are out there. A private partnership memorandum that details the pro forma and the path that the syndicator is going to take to generate profits for you varies dramatically from one syndicator to the next. And once you understand how to analyze these transactions, you're going to have the tools in your toolkit to pick the better deals, or at least based on pro forma information. And of course, the proof's in the pudding, and we'll hopefully be able to ascertain credibility before we commit our money. And we spend a lot of time doing that, as do our clients. And there's some rare opportunities that appears right now in the multifamily space. As you know, if you've tuned in before, our focus for the next hour would be tax planning strategies for investors, primarily those that decide that real estate investments is a good way to grow wealth, especially if they're behind on their retirement savings. And if you'd like to discuss how we can work with you to help you understand this asset space and how you can invest and receive what most people would tell you are above average rates of return, feel free to schedule a call with me from the call scheduler, schedule a call, I guess is what we call the link on our website. It's beaplanner.com, beaplanner.com. And there's also some intake forms at that same website. You'll see that link right next, up at the top right, to the call scheduler. And if you would bother to complete those, we'll be happy to prepare a custom 401 math illustration that shows you as well just how much of a difference that understanding how to execute and fully utilize your 401 funds, fully utilize your 401 funds without paying tax or penalty. And we'll show you the four different options you have, not just tell you we'll retire you in 2.5 years, as I hear others say, including the show just before mine. And I'll show you why it's probably not going to happen in 2.5 years. But if you'll complete our intake forms, and, you know, we actually bother to ask you how much money you have to get started, little details maybe to some. And we also want to know, how do you define retirement? Is retirement for you $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, maybe $60,000 in after-tax annual net income? Or might you be needing a little bit more than that, maybe $100,000 to $150,000, $200,000? One of my clients suggested they needed over $700,000. And, you know, guess what? If we have your numbers, we can actually calculate that math and show you not only which strategy gives you the most throughput over the years, we'll show you when you can retire based on, again, pro forma information. We understand the math behind the REP. It's real estate private partnership syndications. We can project cash flows and tax treatments, et cetera, based on your best options under the code. I hear the music coming up for the first in the first segment. If you want to ask a question, feel free to call us at 281-558-5738 or shoot me an email at nathan@npross.com. We'll be right back.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com, or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross, right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Dan, welcome back to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Brian, and we're honored to have you on KSEB AM 700 in Houston.
Governor, so many people sit outside border states and want to tell us what you think. The polls show Texas is about 50-50 on building a wall. Where do you stand?
I'm all in because I know the fact, and I know it's not a manufactured crisis. It's a manufactured cover-up by Pelosi and the Democrats.
The Brian Kilmeade Radio Show, every weekday morning from 9 to 11 on AM 700 KSEB.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening this fall in your area. Moving Day from the Parkinson's Foundation is a fun and inspiring fundraising event that celebrates exercise and unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Events may look different this year to keep everyone safe, but we can't wait to come together for a good cause. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. Learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world, and I never had a chance, girl. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living. And on that highway going nowhere was an exit overdue.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross. I love that Neil Diamond show. I usually relate that to those that might be behind on their retirement or having used the wrong map, as the show before mine indicates. And there's a lot of wrong maps being tossed about on radio and case study night and two-day weekend, that kind of thing. And you know, we'll help salvage. We salvage retirements one at a time, and we do it with no hype and very little entertainment value, which is what I hear every time I listen to the hour before mine. It's you got to keep reminding yourself now, it's entertainment, and they tell you that going in and coming out, beginning of the show and end of the show. Don't believe this. Don't go do this. It's only entertainment. And I would suggest to you that it is a very entertaining show at times, and we hope to be equally entertaining, but we're pretty serious about, you know, your future, your retirement. This is serious stuff, and we don't kowtow or pat those on the back that flippantly talk about sending the IRS 30 to 40% of your money before you start making all the money that they're going to help you make. We understand it's a lot of money. We understand that if the investments that our clients are considering with multifamily apartments, these real estate private partnership syndications, the good ones literally have the ability to double your money every 4 to 5 years. And I want to say that again. The good ones have the opportunity to double your money every 4 to 5 years. So think about the notion that if you hang on to that extra 30 or 40%, and I've got an illustration of this, by the way, at the bottom of the homepage at beaplanner.com, BEAPLANNER.com. And that's a $350,000 account. It uses a 20% rate of return, simple because we've seen that many times. We'll use any number you want us to use. I would suggest that 10 to 30% is probably the typical range. But you'll notice if you look down at the bottom left corner where it's got key metrics that you're giving up lottery type winnings if you cash a $350,000 401 or IRA out. And that's what that translates to when you hear the mentors. And in fact, on the show today that I heard, and I'm sure it's recorded, so I don't know when it actually happened, not only is the person being interviewed an investor. She's a mentor in this organization, and she's, high-fiving the host on cashing out, raiding her 401. Are you kidding me? Do you not understand what you just gave away? And if you look at the illustration, again, $350,000, if you liquidate, pay the $94,500 or so in tax, over the next 30 years, you have just departed with $22.5 million of money that would have come back to your family. Now, I'm going to ask you, how much financial freedom did you achieve by cutting off your right arm versus keeping your money, executing under the proper Internal Revenue Code strategy, having the opportunity to avoid paying the tax that's typically associated with leveraged investments in a retirement account, because we know which code sections to use, and watching that money grow, and ultimately, or next week, you have a 401 that pays you. And you're thinking, well, wait a minute. All I hear on the radio before your show, Nathan, is that a 401 is a dastardly deed that Congress has used to sucker punch you, and it doesn't translate to any money at all. You're paying it, only paying it. And that's only because you don't know better. That's the only reason you would think that. It's not because you've looked at my illustration and realized the huge difference. Look at the red column on the far right. That's your scenario if you listen to Self-Made Millionaire and Ms. Entertainment there at the other platform. And we'll help you understand that you don't have to do that. We'll come back to this topic, because when you look at what's going on in Washington right now with the I'm going to use the term they use. I cringe every time I say it, the Build Back Better Act, which boy, I tell you, even the Washington Post is struggling to swallow on that one. And I'm looking at an article from earlier this week that's it's an opinion piece in the Washington Post. And by the way, for those of you that don't subscribe to the Washington Post, hey, I get it. I don't like the people that run it, but you know what? They're inside the Beltway. It's a great way to keep in touch with what's going on in Washington. And I find it just, it's like, the train wreck right in front of your eyes, what's going on right now. And I'm telling you, the Democrats, well, I shouldn't say the Democrats, the politicians will eat their own at times. And boy, is that what's going on in Washington. And when you look at what's going on between, and I need to look at my, Congress person that's got incredible power right now, or at least she's managed to position herself, and she gets bent out of shape if you mispronounce her name. I remember there was a hearing involving Bill Barr, the former attorney general. It's been just over a year ago, where she told another representative that said her name wrong, that if you're going to say my name, please say it right. And so she proceeded to give you the pronunciation. And so it's Representative Jaya Paul from Washington. And I tell you what, she's in the driver's seat right now, and I think she'd rather see no bill than a bill that Pelosi and Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, and Schumer, Chuck Schumer, the head of the Senate, or the majority party leader, get their way. Obviously the Build Back Better Act started out as ostensibly $3.5 trillion. We all know it was actually much higher than that. And so there's been rough headwinds as they navigate trying to get this bill through. And of course, there's still a modicum, I guess, of self common sense maybe left in Congress. It's not much, but there's a modicum. And Senators Manchin and Sinema, are for whatever reason, I'm going to give them kudos simply because they've been a heck of a roadblock for the insanity that's taken place on the left. And now they've pared this thing back to where it's probably in the $1.5 to $1.7 trillion range. I don't usually talk about trillions of dollars unless we're talking about the deficits. But in any event, it's come down to, and the title of this article, again, was Build Back Better's Getting Worse and Worse. And there's five things that they point out that's happened. And essentially, there's a power shift. And it's also telling, I was reading another article today, and I can't remember which paper it was in, but I know you can't imagine this, but some of the Democrats don't trust the Senate Democrats. Some of the Democrats in the House, Jayapal is one of them. She's not willing to vote on simply the massive infrastructure bill that's already been agreed to by all parties, even the Republicans, and that's to put back our bridges and airports and ostensibly the shovel-ready projects that, you know, again, $1.9 trillion. It's absolutely amazing how much money we're talking about. And so that's already been approved with a head nod or a wink, as the case may be, by both House and Senate and both parties. But the progressives are smart enough to know that if they cave in on that bill, that's their only leverage to getting what they want in the Build Back Better Act or the reconciliation bill. And they're not buying it. They don't trust the Senate. And I don't mean the McConnell Republican part of the Senate. I mean the Democrats. They don't trust that Manchin and Sinema will vote the way that they've tentatively stipulated. Well, they haven't actually said that they'll support the revised act, the one that came out, I believe it was Wednesday or Thursday. And so the Democrats in the House smell a rat, as the case may be, and it's their own party. It's hard to believe the distrust, even amongst politicians. And, you know, when I look at what's going on with Pelosi, and I don't know, some of you folks may have binge-watched or otherwise watched the Netflix House of Cards show, you know, more than a few years ago now. And I never forget that opening scene where that dog is hit by the car. And I think I'm saying his name right. Stacey Keach, the lead or the big actor in that show, just finishes him off by snapping his neck. And I'm thinking now, what foreshadowing is that? When you look at the twists and turns that have gone on with Pelosi as of late, and I tell you what, there is blood in the water, and the progressives are circling. They sense an opening where they're going to take her down as they try to get what they want, and yet let's hope that Sinema and Manchin stay strong and insist on some modicum of common sense with respect to the amount of this bill. And I'll tell you what, when you start taking money from the rich people, which is where they're at now, of course, they've gotten off the billionaire tax because it's likely going to be deemed to be unconstitutional. So now they've dropped down quite a notch, which is what you knew they were going to do eventually anyway, because once you spend all the money the rich people have, you got to get down into the middle class. And they're not down to the middle class yet. They're talking about taxing, I believe it's if you make more than $5 or $10 million, you're going to pay a premium on your tax rates. And so that'll go for a while. But what they fail to realize is there's not enough dollars, even at that level, to make a serious dent in the spending that they want to achieve. And so it's just a matter of time before you and I or those in the upper middle class, et cetera, we'll see our rates going up. Now, all that said, we had some wonderful news this week for people that have IRAs that may be investing in private syndications. And for that matter, for people that have high balances in their IRAs, folks like Peter Thiel with you know, the $5 billion plan, the Roth plan, and those provisions, all the retirement plan provisions got scrapped, which is just, you know, it's amazing to me to watch this plan unravel right here in real time. And again, I've only seen this once in my life, way back in the 1986 Tax Reform Act. Some of you business folks may remember we had a contemporaneous auto log requirement, and we had an employee benefit health insurance attack. that Congress walked back after it passed is pretty amazing, and most of you probably forgotten that. I haven't, but that's what's going on right now, pre-enactment. So anyway, okay, I hear the music signaling the end of the second break. 281-558-5738 is the number to get a question in if you would like. Otherwise, just sit tight, and we'll be right back.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BePlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BePlanner.com. Or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Your smartphone is now your radio. All you need is a KSEV app. And with one click, you're listening to KSEV. Anytime, anywhere. No static, no boundaries. Go to the Android Marketplace or the iPhone App Store. Search KSEV. Select the KSEV app. It's free and it only takes a couple of minutes. Listen to KSEV. It's easy with the KSEV app. More details at KSEVradio.com.
Dan Patrick for my friend Louis Florey and Ability Tree Experts. Ability Tree Experts, they're the professionals that will come to your home. They can spot insects and disease problems that others will easily miss. They can make sure your trees are properly pruned to allow sunlight and fresh air into the canopy and allow strong winds to blow through during the storm season. They're the expert for all of your tree needs. Ability Trees is giving a deep root feeding with every tree pruned. Call Ability Tree Experts at 281-441-4179. His staff is standing by to make that appointment now. Louis Florey. Gosh, this guy is the pro when it comes to taking care of trees. That's Ability Tree Experts, 281-441-4179. Don't let your trees get stressed out. Don't lose your trees. They're too beautiful and too valuable. Ability Tree Experts, 281-441-4179. That's Ability Tree Experts. Call them today at 281-441-4179. 281-441-4179. Ability Tree Experts, 281-441-4179. AbilityTrees.com. Ability Tree, Houston's leading tree care professional.
KSEV and its advertisers want to thank you, the listeners, for all your continued support. Without you supporting our advertisers, there would not be a Voice of Texas. We stand behind our clients, and if you're looking to boost and grow your business, join the great team at KSEV and its loyal audience by calling a member of our sales staff at 281-588-4800. That's 281-588-4800. KSEV, loyal listeners and dependable advertisers are the Voice of Texas.
Welcome back to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross. We're at the halfway point today, so if you have a question, please either email me at nathan@nprross.com or call the station here at 281-558-5738, or you can even shoot me a text at 713-782-1900. I wanted to just pick back up real quickly here on the five ways that things appear, or five takeaways, I guess, from the Democrats in fighting over this reconciliation bill. And I, you know, this is interesting that it's coming from the Washington Post. I guess when things degenerate so badly, it seems to be the case across the spectrum now in Washington. I mean, you've got, you know, what, 1.4 million new visitors to the U.S. that aren't supposed to be here. They entered illegally. You've got an inflation tax that swept the nation that, of course, the administration thinks things are hunky-dory. You know, our supply chains are in great shape, got all these jobs that have been created but not filled. You know, the job market's hot. It's just nobody wants to work when you've got you know, mandated vaccines and other things. And so, you know, you've had a breakdown in the number of people that can unload a ship, that can drive an 18-wheeler, that might be willing to work in jobs that help move the product along. And, you know, the economy is sitting here. It's like a race car that's got chains on its axles and can't go anywhere. And yet Washington thinks everything's just hunky-dory. And then you throw on the foreign policy decisions, the genius foreign policy decisions, with the Afghan withdrawal and, you know, what's going on now in Scotland with this, climate confab that's getting ready to take place, where we're supposedly leading the way. Our country's leading the way. You know, China's 20 years out or 30 years out, but oh, we've got to comport and comply right away, you know, because that's what we do, supposedly. And, you know, it's only going to be trillions of dollars of spending, you know, whether it works or not, and whether it makes sense, as opposed to getting out of the way of the billionaires that you or that Congress detest. I mean, I think, you know, as I said a week ago, when you go down the list on the billionaires and you see folks like Musk and Bezos and assorted others like the Walton family, you look at all the good they've created, and for some reason we want to punish those guys and gals thinking they're still going to go out there and do it again. And I just don't think that's the case. And I look at the fact that, you know, when you look at someone like Elon Musk, he's certainly no conservative, at least on most matters. But you got to give the guy credit. He's produced a ton of jobs and a ton of good stuff. If you're into the green, new energy, clean energy, electricity, et cetera. Of course, what we lose in that argument is the perspective that it takes fossil fuels to create most of that green energy. So I'm not sure if we're net ahead or net behind. And I as an old guy, I go back to the DOS and Windows days, and I've thought many a time before I finally made it over into the Mac world that, you know, I'm not sure if Windows gave me, if I was net ahead or net behind after the many, many times I had to uninstall and reinstall Windows to make applications run correctly. But bottom line is there's a yin and a yang to almost everything that these policies have to do. But anyway, the five things that the article points out is Democratic leaders might be overhyped as legislative geniuses, which has kind of been the mantra here for the last few years. And truly, they have played the Republicans like a fine fiddle, if you will. But this is showing the cracks. And, you know, when you look at some of the things that they're struggling with now, it makes you realize they're just as human as many of the other folks in Congress. And the progressives really seem to be in the driver's seat. And in fact, that's the second point of the article. Progressives are getting smarter. And I guess, I don't know about that. I think the facts have finally lined up where, look, when you've got a 3-vote margin in the House between Democrat and Republican, and you've got a 50-50 tie in the Senate that gets broken by the vice president, if you can get a bill to that point, you have no margin for error. Everybody has power. You know, the three or four, or I guess it's the 9 or maybe 11 centrist group, the Blue Dog Democrats, they've got power right now, a significant power, because they can tank any bill from getting through. And then when you look in the Senate, every one of those 50 senators, we're only hearing primarily about Manchin and Sinema. The reality is every one of those Democratic senators has more power than Biden right now. It's amazing how thin that what the thin margin does. And I've said before, you know, give me a divided Congress from the whoever occupies the White House and you'll get stuff done. But when you control it, especially when it's this thin of a majority, the president has almost no power. And that's what you're seeing play out. The third thing is progressives are actually using their power, which, boy, we saw that this week when they decided they would not vote for the infrastructure bill unless the reconciliation bill was getting voted on at the same time, because Biden and Pelosi were being too vague, leaving open the possibility that either would strongly embrace a different plan once they got what they wanted on the infrastructure bill. So the progressives in the House aren't playing. They're insisting that those two bills get voted on together. I guess the fourth point is much of the press can't or refuses to keep up with a more complicated story, and they're referring there to the centrists and the progressives. It's not just the majority issue, three votes, et cetera. It's that there's a sea change adrift here, and there is a massive shift in power going on. And I'll tell you, I don't think there's any chance Pelosi gets this to the finish line, at least not now, or at least not in this fashion. They'll pare this bill back, and eventually, politicians being what they are, if they've got $1.5 trillion to spend, do we really think they're not going to find some way to pass that? I mean, seriously, that $1.5 trillion is enough for them to bite their pride a bit more and just understand that they're not going to get that expanded Medicare, and they're not going to get the expanded child care credit, community college, all the things that we deserve. You know, we breathe the air every day, so we deserve all this free stuff. And we know Biden ran on it. We know that all of, most of America wants it. It's like, same with the 15% corporate tax around the world that, I saw another article earlier this month that Janet Yellen said, the Treasury Secretary, that it's likely the reconciliation bill will give the approval to the worldwide 15% corporate minimum tax rate. It's like, who doesn't want all the free stuff, right? I mean, they act like Biden acts like he's got the blessing of the American public, and it's only these two Democrats that are standing between them and making everybody in the country happy. He forgets there's 50 other senators and more than a few representatives in Congress that don't believe it. And his biggest ardent supporter is a communist. That would be Bernie Sanders. So, of course, they want it. Of course, most people, quote unquote, want it, even though it's not most people. And then you look at Yellen. Oh, well, of course we want higher taxes for corporations, because in their world, corporations are big, evil entities. Never mind that most corporations find a way to pass the tax through to the customers and constituents of their products. And you think inflation's bad because we've put $2 trillion into the economy earlier this year. Wait till these companies have to start paying tax based on book net income, their stock reported earnings, rather than the tax rules that the yo-yos in Congress put in place. And it's like, to use the rules now to continue to claim deductions to get your taxable income down is for some reason un-American. And it's, I can't imagine how these folks think. And yet, for those of you that may have noticed, within the last month, I believe we saw the story where Joe Biden himself has an S-Corp. The horror that Joe Biden would be avoiding taxes by using a common sense tax strategy to save on his taxes. Anyway, enough of this. I want to get back to how we suggest you deal with the changes that they're coming, whether it's this bill or whether it's later in Biden's administration or whether it's January 1, 2026, when all the Trump tax changes from the 2017 Tax Act sunset and all of our rates go back up. And so higher rates are coming. We actually hope that something passes in the Biden administration, because Biden is not adjusting the brackets for the bulk of U.S. taxpayers. And it would appear that if this bill passes in some shape, form, or fashion, these rates will stay in place for at least 7 to 8 more years, or maybe longer, instead of sunsetting January 1, 2026. So we're on the one hand, we're against this spending proposition. On the other hand, if it's reasonable, like if maybe we raise taxes to pay down the deficit, maybe that's something we ought to consider, then we could see a good thing come out of these brackets staying the same for the middle class. Okay, I hear the music signaling the end of the third segment. Again, if you have questions, 281-558-5738 or Nathan at npross.com. We'll be right back.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV.
Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Catch Chris X Radio weekdays at 4 right here on AM 700 KSEV.
When stumping in Virginia for Terry McAuliffe, Sleepy Joe really drives the point home.
We're taking a page from Terry's book when he was governor and when he'd be governor next time. We're emerging from this pandemic. We want to expand pre-K for 3 and 4 year olds, millions of pre-K coons.
He's getting so much better.
Chris X Radio, weekdays 4 till 6, right here on The Voice of Texas.
From annual checkups to managing chronic conditions, taking care of your health should always be a priority. At Houston Methodist, our primary care doctors are available to provide personalized care for you and your family safely. We offer a variety of convenient ways to get care from us, from same-day sick visits to extended hours at select locations. And we are taking every precaution to keep you safe during your visit. Choose your doctor or schedule online at HoustonMethodist.org/stayhealthy.
Okay, welcome back to the Be A Planner show with Nathan Ross. And, for those of you that might be fooling yourself by embarking on the wrong map, we're going to encourage you to circle back and understand the best way to invest for retirement. And real estate, I think, is definitely that asset class. But in returning to your core beliefs, I believe is the expression goes that I hear on a daily basis. Our core belief is less taxes equals more profits. And so for those of you that truly want to, hear the hype end and the help begin, consider connecting with us and understanding how you too can execute like many of our clients do. And it is a process, and it's a process of realizing your current plan's not working, just like the Neil Diamond song early in the show, where, just getting by is not living. And we're going to suggest to you, you need more than 60 or 70% of your net worth to achieve the financial freedom dream. If you're talking about more than a few dollars, if you're talking about seriously being able to generate returns that not only address your longevity risk, most of us now, according to IRS life expectancy tables, males will live to 85, 86 years old, females will live to 87, 88. And so obviously you've got to have more money in wealth creation or savings to offset some of the things that are associated with longevity, long-term health care. I hear, self-made millionaire talk about retiring yourself simply because you've got next month's bills covered. Well, that's a little short-sighted when you look at the current patterns and studies that show that 50% or more of married couples in the United States will encounter chronic illness or long-term health care that costs literally $800 plus $1,000 in retirement to deal with. And if you think you're going to do that by solely investing in real estate, where you're not getting some leverage benefit that certain other financial tools can create, you're mistaken. You can't just reach into your real estate private partnership syndications or you know, call the lead partner up, the sponsor, and say, hey, you know, I need $10,000 a month starting next month because I've got a, you know, chronic illness or long-term health care, like you can with a properly structured index universal life policy, for example, where you can tap the death benefit while you're still living once you qualify, tax-free, I might add. Show me how you do that in your partnership, okay? Your real estate partnership is truly the earnings base, the earnings engine that we like, but we're not, we don't just have our head stuck in the real estate sand. We're looking at how do we address your total financial picture in terms of providing for other you know, things that are going to come through life. And yes, real estate will make a lot of money, and yes, it has the potential to double your in your effectively your net worth every 4 to 5 years. It also has the ability to do it every 15 years. Depends on which transactions you get in. Depends on whether you understand the difference in a syndication that returns your money on your investment versus of your investment. And for my clients, they understand that the partner compensation issue, this issue about structuring returns, it means the world in terms of your ability to execute in the highest possible fashion of throughput, how much goes back to you versus the syndicator. And, you know, that's something we look at with our clients on every transaction. Every transaction is a little bit different. You have to understand what's different about the one we're looking at now, and you have to understand the market, the submarket, the rental growth projections, the expense loads. There's a number of things that you really want to look at hard, and even though, you know, none of us are clairvoyant, none of us are magicians, we know starting out if we get in, you know, one project versus, you know, three or four others, if we've at least looked at the math and understand what we're signing up for, we know we've got the odds on our side, and that's what we try to do. So for those of you that, you know, think that getting educated alone is the first step or third step, as it may be, you know, when you're getting materially bad advice on certain facets of the education, as you will with respect to retirement funds, hear it all the time, just heard it again today on the air before our show, you're going to end up in the wrong place. It's a highway to nowhere, as Neil Diamond says in his Nothing But a Heartache song. But in any event, let's get rid of the fuzzy math, the fake math, and let's look at real math with real expectations, and whether it's retiring you in you know, 2.5 years because you're starting off with $2 million and you only need $150,000 after tax, and you're also wanting to bank some money for, you know, life's curves or aspirational spending. Maybe you want to take the grandkids to Disney 3 times a year or once every 3 years. Everybody's a little different. We want to help you not necessarily retire, but to be able to do what you enjoy doing. If you didn't have to get up and go to the office tomorrow, what would that look like? What would you do? And we want to help you understand how to generate the wealth that will give you that ability. Let's see, I wanted to mention a couple other things. For those of you that maybe already have some tax planning that's in place that would like for us to review it and maybe figure out if there's anything we can do more to generate more savings, therefore have more money to invest. You know, I refer to the caveman accountant syndrome from time to time. That's what I am at base. I have to see things a number of times before it sinks in. And I'm, of course, referencing the Saturday Night Live caveman lawyer sketch from yesteryear. But all I know is if we can pay less tax and invest those taxes, you know, in a fashion that generates wealth, it you come out so far ahead. And I'm not suggesting you evade tax. We're talking about legally and legitimately avoiding taxes until we have to pay them. And real estate is a marvelous tool to do that. And then you combine it with the 401 trust, the self-directed 401 trust strategy that we execute. And maybe you even utilize the Roth component within the 401 trust. And by the way, for those that listen to Self-Made Millionaire and other platforms, if you want to pay tax, we can accommodate that. But let's do it within the context of a Roth conversion while you still can. And again, those rules have all gone away for the moment. Maybe over the next 5 to 10 years, we optimize the conversion each year to keep you down in the lower brackets to the extent we can, and by paying the same amount of tax as you're being told to pay by ripping that Band-Aid off on your current 401 or IRA and sending the money to the IRS, we can pay the same amount of tax effectively to convert, and then we send the money to the lead partner. Or maybe we don't do the Roth and we simply start with sending the money to the lead partner right away. Send the tax money to the lead partner and see how that changes your outlook on wealth accumulation when you've got an additional, I don't know, on $95,000, an additional $20,000 bucks a year or more, which is what, you know, I hear we can achieve when I listen to others' radio shows. And I'm telling you, you can achieve that. I see it with my own client base, and there's no reason at all you can't enjoy those returns as well. And in spite of everything else you may hear when I criticize other platforms, I'm not criticizing the concept of investing in private real estate partnerships. I'm criticizing the lack of understanding, the lack of knowledge about how to best utilize your resources. And unless you're unusual, most of the folks that come to me don't have too much. They don't have enough. They know they're behind the eight ball. And we'll help you understand which Internal Revenue Code sections to execute your investors or your investments under, because by doing that, the significant tax leverage that results can be used to generate literally double your retirement lifestyle as you get to that point where you can retire. And by the way, again, fill out our intake forms, a complimentary, no charge. We'll run that analysis for you so you can see what that might look like. One last thing I want to mention. We are getting ready this coming Saturday, a week from today, to launch a Lunch and Learn series at our office. It'll be there at the 11200 Westheimer Building. So if you're new to real estate investing, or maybe you've just joined, or you're going to a workshop on Saturday, stop by and we'll buy your lunch for 45 minutes to an hour, and we will help you understand more about what you're getting ready to embark on. We've been there, done that, and be happy to pick up your lunch if you'd like to meet with us in the conference room. You'll be back in time to pick up your afternoon. And it might help if you've got the perspective of someone that's been there, done it, and you know, we're on the outside looking in. We're not just trying to sell you something. And we're going to encourage you to join those organizations. Always going to encourage you to join, but we want you to do it with your eyes open, and we want to help you understand how to exploit the membership and the investments, and so that you're not exploited. And again, this Saturday, 11:30-ish to noon, maybe when we will actually have the lunch served, and you'll be back to your workshop before you know it. I hear the music again. We're coming up to the end of the show. Enjoy this week once again, and I hope we got enough discussion in on the 401 trust strategy. It's absolutely living to fight another day. Not that it was threatened. The 401 seems to always get special status because at base, it's an employer plan. In any event, look forward to next week. And if you have questions, please send me emails. Nathan@nprossdotcom. Look forward to next week.
Thanks for listening to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of the Be a Planner Show right here on AM 700 KSEV.